Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Greg Grunberg from Heroes, and I know what you're thinking. Stardish Radio couldn't be better. It could be if I was on the show every single day, but yes, I, like you, love this show. You're listening, you're calling in, you're blogging in, you're on the computer. It's Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to a special edition of Stardish Radio. I'm your host Joanne, coming to you live via Blog Talk Radio Network from snowy Buffalo, New York. It's a chilly 34 degrees here, and we are expecting our first blizzard of the season, and I know all you little kitties out there are so excited about the potential storm that's coming, because all of you are saying, snow day, yeah, and those parents are pulling our hair right out of the tips of our head. So I can't wait to see what we're going to wake up to tomorrow. Excuse me. You missed last night's show with the lovely Ashley Argota from True Jackson VP. Please go check it out and download it from the archives at blogtalkradio.com/stardish. It was a wonderful show. She's a great, great girl. In the meantime, my guest tonight is best known for his role as Freddie Benson, the web tech geek who is totally in love with his best friend Carly on Nickelodeon's hit show iCarly. The show just wrapped production on its season and will air new episodes through the mid-2010. He can also be seen in the highly rated Gym Teacher the movie opposite Law & Order SVU's Christopher Maloney. So please give a warm Stardish Radio welcome to the adorable Nathan Kress.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Nathan. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm fabulous. Fabulous.
Excellent.
Thanks so much for coming by.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. I have to say I am a fan via my children, so I watch iCarly.
Thank you so much. Did you see the new one, I Quit iCarly, last weekend?
I have it TiVo'd. My son watched it, and I told him not to tell me about it because I've been sick all weekend, so I haven't watched too much TV, but
I do
have it. Yeah, it actually played Saturday, which was my birthday, so I do have it recorded, and I am going to watch it. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't want no spoilers on that one. But
okay, all right, I won't tell you anything then.
It's perfect for you to be here. We have a slew of people in the chat room ready to chat you up. But in the meantime, can we talk about a little bit about you, where you're from, and how you got into acting, that kind of stuff?
Sure. I am an L.A. native, so born and raised here in California. I got into it when I was very young. I had just turned about 3 years old. And, I had done some very small print work in magazines and some voiceover jobs and some small auditions here and there. But, you know, it wasn't really anything big enough to keep me kind of interested in the business, you know. So eventually I just thought, you know, I'm spending not nearly enough time with my family, and me and my mom are out in L.A. almost every day, you know, and my brothers were feeling kind of, you know, left out that we weren't able to spend time with them and stuff. So eventually, when I was about 6 years old, I just decided to get out and forget the whole thing and just go back to being a regular kid. So from kindergarten to fifth grade, I went to regular school, didn't really think too much about acting except school plays and stuff. But in fourth and fifth grade, it was doing my school plays that kind of piqued my interest in acting all over again. So at the end of fifth grade, I asked my mom to take me out of regular school and homeschool me so that we can start auditioning again. And then in late 2006, I got the audition for iCarly, and then here I am.
Wow. And this is something that you just know you want to do. What else would you be doing if you couldn't act? Did you ever think about
that?
I mean, you're only 17.
Yeah. You know, I honestly don't know. I mean, if anything, I guess I would just be going to, you know, a regular high school doing regular kid stuff, you know, maybe doing some kind of sports or something. I don't know. But yeah, just I can't really see honestly doing anything else. I just feel like this is what I'm, you know, meant to do, at least for the time.
Right. Well, I want to put some stuff out there since we have so many people in the chat room. When I found out I was having you come on the show, I was doing some stuff on Facebook and Twitter, Now, I want to clear up that you do not have a Facebook account, correct?
Right. There's no official Nathan Kress Facebook anywhere. It's only on MySpace and Twitter. So if you see any Nathan Kresses out there on Facebook, they are posers.
Okay. Yeah, there's one person out there that has like almost 9,000 fans under your name.
No way. Really? They have almost as many friends on Facebook on a fake profile as I do on my MySpace in real life.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
I guess there's always like every once in a while there's that one poser who's so like well-seeded that everybody just believes it's him. But no, that's not me.
Yeah, okay. So everybody knows Nathan does not have Facebook. It's MySpace and Twitter only. So, you know, if you fan that person on Facebook, unfan yourself and drop that 8,000 to zero because it's not true. So I wanted to get that out there because I think
you.
That's just so lame for people to do stuff like that.
It's really annoying to have to deal with that stuff. I mean, a while ago, I don't know, was it a fan page or was it an actual
it's
profile?
It's a fan page. No, it's a fan page. They're all fan pages, and then, you know, and then there's some groups. The groups I could see, because fans do start group pages, but fan pages, you know, and there's posts on there that say, hey, you want to see more, go to iCarly.com, and yeah, I did act on Sweet Life and Zach Cody. So he's actually, this person's actually responding as if they are you. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah, a while ago I went through clearing out a bunch of profiles on Facebook, but, you know, I don't think I went into the fan pages and stuff. I mean, if it was a, you know, a group that somebody made that it was just like, you know, Nathan Kress fans or whatever, as long as they weren't claiming to be me, I'm just fine with that. That's fantastic.
Right.
But, you know, when somebody says, hey, this is Nathan, and it's not actually me, then that's where I start to have a problem with it.
Yeah, I agree. So everybody get out there and definitely there's a little box on the bottom of the Facebook page where you can report it to Facebook, and I actually did that. So you guys can all do that and report that it is a fake page, and they'll take it down. So and you can actually do that yourself. So all right, let's get past all that technical stuff. Speaking of technical stuff, talk to me about your character. Do you have any inclination about computers at all? I mean, or is this just totally script written and you know nothing about them?
You know, honestly, I think me and Freddie are fairly similar in that we're at least both into the whole tech world. I definitely don't know as much as Freddie does. Like, for example, in my photography class, I had to do a documentary of an event, and I did it on a Nickelodeon promo shoot. You know, everybody in hair and makeup and wardrobe, and then all the stuff that we did, and then the setup and all that business. And I had to put it into a slideshow and then put music to it. So what I ended up doing was I created like a PowerPoint type thing, and then I put snippets of the same song just kind of in different places during different pictures. I think it took me at least 4 hours to do, where for Freddie that may have taken, you know, 45 minutes, you know. So he's definitely got the prowess that I don't have. But we're both definitely interested in tech stuff.
Right. Okay. Very cool. Now, let's see. We have some people in the chat room who are actually pushing for a Sam and Freddie pairing.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a handful of those. There's honestly, it's pretty safe to say that there's like a Sam and Freddie relationship and Carly and Freddie relationship, like battle going on between the iCarly fans. Some of them are adamant that, you know, Sam and Freddie is going to happen, so they're on the steady side, and then some of them are adamant that Carly and Freddie is going to happen, so they're on the cruddy side, and they'll, like, analyze each episode to try to figure out, like, if a certain interaction is a sign that one of them is going to happen. So it's actually very interesting to see that they pick up on stuff that we don't even notice when we're shooting.
Yeah, how cool is that you've got, like, your own names now?
Yeah.
You know, the Freddies, the Fetties. I think that's hysterical.
I was very surprised when I first saw that stuff. Honestly, I thought that somebody had, like, misspelled one of our names, and I thought that it was just a typo. But after, you know, I guess I just, you know, thought nothing of it. But then after a while, I started to continuously see it all over the place. So it, you know, it turned out to be this big old thing between Steady and Creddy.
Oh, well, we have a shout out from the chat room. They're not giving me their whole name. We have D7845. Evidently, she just met you the other day. I wonder if he remembers me. Well, my friend and I did give him a Christmas present, and he said he liked my pink eyeshadow.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. We were talking about how, you know, if I tried to do that look, I probably couldn't pull it off. It was like a hot pink glittery eyeshadow thing. So I think people may have gotten the wrong idea about that if I ended up trying to pull that off. But yeah, I absolutely do remember her.
Now, your popularity with the show has grown so much, and how are you handling all that on a personal level? How can you go, you know, how is it for you to go out in public and stuff like that?
You know, it's been a lot of adjustment. Honestly, when it comes to going out in public, it just depends on where I am. You know, if I go to a very kids-oriented place like a theme park, Disneyland, you know, someplace where I just know that kids are going to be, it's pretty likely that somebody will eventually figure out who I am, you know?
Right.
But then sometimes, you know, when you go to the grocery store or whatever, you don't expect anybody to know who you are. But then, you know, as you're going to pick up some milk for your mom, there's a parent going down the aisle who recognizes that Freddy guy from the show that their kid watches, you know? So you can never really tell when there's going to be, you know, fan interaction, which definitely keeps it interesting. Like, you know, for example, I left the gym today and I went to Subway to get myself a sandwich, and there was probably like a 6 or 7 year old kid there with his mom eating lunch. And, you know, I could hear as I was going through the line, giving my order, he was like, "Mom, I think that's that Freddy guy from iCarly. He sounds like him and he looks like him and everything." And his mom looked over and was like, "Oh yeah, it kind of does." So, I tried to get the mom's attention while her son wasn't looking and like mouthing, I am. And so she actually thought I was joking. She thought that I was just messing around with him. But after I got through the line, I went up and, you know, introduced myself, and we ended up talking for like probably 20 minutes or so. So it's been really cool to see all the different fan interactions you can have in this business.
Right. Now, have you had any incidents that were kind of...
Hello? Hello. Okay, well, I totally lost you there. let's see. I tell you what, I will call you back. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but just give me one sec.
Okay, I'm sorry for that technical difficulty, friends. That's what happens at live radio sometimes, but we're all back together. All right, we're all good. It's all good. But what I was saying in the chat room, I thought I was talking to the chat room, but it was evidently I was talking to myself. You guys need to settle down in the chat room. Everybody has the right to like who they like, whether it's a pairing with Seti or a pairing with Creddy. You guys got to...
Oh, no, is the battlefield going on in the chat room right now?
Yeah, there's a battle going on in the chat room. And you know what's really funny is I can equate this to fans of General Hospital. Now, you know General Hospital, the soap opera, they have battles over characters and who they'll be partnered with in the chat rooms. And that's what I can equate this to. So
let's
all respect each other.
I guess the only thing to say is that there will be Seti episodes and there will be Creddy episodes. So there's, you know, there's enough going around for everybody depending on which pairing they're looking for. So settle down.
Right? I'm telling you. There you go. Absolutely. Some maturity,
iCarly fans, man.
I'm telling you. Now, what they want, I'm getting a question from KSF Dreamer. Hey, Nathan, what do you think of the iCarly viewers over 18?
Honestly, they are some of my favorite fans because those, like, especially when I'm at, you know, an autograph signing or something and I see somebody who I can tell is definitely an adult who's not quite a parent yet, but, you know, they come up and it's like, dude, I don't know if you think this is weird, but I'm 20 and I love your show. Those are some of my favorite people because they're the ones who, like, you know, if you were a fan of a show where you technically, according to everybody else, you weren't supposed to be watching it because you were too old, but you still have the courage to go up and tell somebody that you love it, I respect those people, man. So if you're over 18 and you watch iCarly, more power to you.
Mm-hmm. There you go. See, I watch it. I watch it with my son, and you know what? It helps that, you know, Nickelodeon airs it, like, all day, every day on weekends. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it's like there's nothing else on TV. There's always iCarly. What else do you like to watch on TV?
You know, I'm a total 24 junkie. That's definitely my favorite show of all time, which makes me really, really sad because I actually wasn't able to finish the last season. You know, honestly, school plus working on that season of iCarly, it just got so crazy when I got home. I didn't even have time to watch TV, you know. So I basically had to throw all, you know, entertainment programming out the window just so that I could cram on my school, you know. So I missed the last part of season 6 of 24, which makes me so bummed. And I've yet to catch up on it, which is the worst.
Yeah, right. Well, at least they have them on DVDs now where you'll be able to rent it or buy it so you can can watch it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Nathan, do you wish Drake and Josh were still here for a lot more seasons? I do.
You know, I'm going to say I was a huge fan of Drake and Josh. I had actually I had worked on an episode of Drake and Josh in a little bit part role about, I think, a year before I auditioned for iCarly. It was a totally surreal experience because I was such a huge fan of those guys. So getting to go on set and, you know, meet him and work with him, and Josh was directing that episode, so I got to have a little bit more interaction with him. But no, they were such nice guys, and it was such a fantastic show. But actually, the way it works is that the creator and executive producer of Drake and Josh, who also created Zoe 101 and The Amanda Show, Kenan and Kel, all that, and all those other awesome shows, he's the guy who created iCarly. So, honestly, you know, the guy who created both shows can't really be working, you know, on one and the other at the same time to full capacity, you know. So it was kind of, I guess, one show or another. So, you know, Drake and Josh, they just ended up moving on and then made way for a new show.
Well, perfect. You know, I mean, and that's what generally happens. You got to understand everybody does grow up and you got to move on. You know, you can't, you know, have them, what are you going to do? Like, do like a Animal House version of Drake and Josh, you know, eventually. You know, you gotta let it go at some point.
In a way, people kind of got their post-series finale Drake and Josh fix with Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh. You know, it was sort of like their reunion big theatrical episode. So so I guess in a way you got a little bit more of Drake and Josh before they decided to end the series.
Right, and they are actually re-airing that on Nickelodeon now. Not this minute, but this month they are re-airing that. Merry Christmas to Drake and Josh, so you guys can see that again. Let's see here. Crystal and Christine, the twins, give me a shout-out, please.
Crystal and Christine, the twins, I'm giving you a shout-out right now.
There you go.
Woo!
I tell you, it happens here. It happens. And then this is really cool. I have a person in the chat room from Australia that would like to know if you would be doing any autograph signings in Australia.
I would absolutely love to. I've always wanted to go to Australia. You know, right now, I haven't really been out of the country too much besides, you know, going on the Nick Cruise and then shooting Jim Teach at the Movie, which we did in Vancouver. Besides that, I haven't been out of the country in a really long time. So hopefully, eventually, I'll be able to do some kind of signing all over Europe and Australia and New Zealand, you know, and anywhere people want me to go. So hopefully that'll happen someday.
How was it working with Christopher Maloney?
It was fantastic. That guy, he's a lot like Jerry Trainer in real life. You know, Jerry and him, you know, of course, Chris has his dramatic side in Law and Order Law and Order SVU, but he was such a joker on set. Like, he was always making everybody laugh, you know. And, like, right when we were having this dramatic scene and it was, like, you know, Mr. Stewie getting rolling ready for the big rope climb, right before we start doing the scene, he's like, I farted, pull my finger, you know, and then he said, action. So, as you know, as the director's calling action, I'm desperately trying to hold it together, and you can see my shoulder shaking because I'm laughing so hard on the inside.
Oh my God.
He's a definite goofball to work with, but yeah, he was a lot of fun.
He's actually my personal favorite, I have to say.
Oh, okay. Well, that's understandable.
let me just clear this up. No, Nathan does not like pink eyeshadow. He made a comment on it, people. Let's not start that rumor. Are you kidding me?
Come on, you guys. Rumors are the last thing we need right now.
This is true. Nathan does not like pink eyeshadow. Only on pretty girls he likes it.
Exactly. See, there you go. Good call. But, honestly, that's one of the things about, you know, having people recognize you and follow what you say. If you say something, you know, somebody can take it and then twist it around and make it into something else. You know, like that whole rumor about iCarly being canceled. I had made a video talking about how we were filming our last couple episodes before the end of the season. I was talking about our season before hiatus, not our last season. So people took that and thought, oh, no, iCarly's being canceled. And then it got, you know, circulated all over the place and got a bunch of, you know, press coverage and stuff. And then people started being like, oh, come on, Nathan, why are you telling us that? That makes us so sad. You know, and then, when I got back, I told everybody, you know, I did not say iCarly was canceled. I never used that word, you know, because canceled has a really bad connotation because it means that a show was not successful. So they cut it off before it was supposed to be, you know.
Right.
So all I was talking about was that our current season was ending and then we were going into a hiatus. But they took that to mean that the show was ending. So it's like, you know, little stuff like that where people can take it and misunderstand it, and then it gets circulated into this big rumor.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so let's not go into the whole thing here that he likes pink eyeshadow. Only on pretty girls he likes
That's
it.
Right.
So take that with your – stick that in your juice box. All right, let's see. I'm going to go pick up a phone call here. We're going to have area code – 830, you're on the phone with Nathan. What is your name and where are you calling from? Don't be shy because I'll just have to click you.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Victoria and I'm calling from Del Rio, Texas.
Okay,
hi, Victoria.
You're on the phone with Nathan.
Huh?
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So what's your question?
My question is, I'm just a little
excited
right here.
Don't be nervous.
How did, see, the other day I wanted to know, how is Dan like in real life? Is he really nice and everything?
Yeah, he's a really, really cool guy. He's been working in Nickelodeon for a long time, so he definitely knows what he's doing when he's on set, you know, and he's the guy where, you know, he's supplying all of our laughter. Like, when we're shooting the show, he's the one who's laughing out loud from behind the TV screen watching us do our stuff, you know. So he's definitely very supportive, and, you know, he's kind of our fearless leader, I guess. He's sort of the pioneer of all the Dan Schneider Nickelodeon shows. So he's really cool in real life. And actually, he's got such an amazingly funny side to him. And he'll come in the middle of our shooting and stuff and just add in random lines that, you know, turn out to be awesome. And then, you know, a lot of the time they actually end up in the episode. So there's been times where I can pick out, like if I see a line, I'll go, oh, Dan probably added that right in the middle of shooting, you know. So he's got such a spontaneous, creative, hilarious, you know, demeanor that definitely comes out on set.
That's real cool. I really want to meet him.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. Who knows, maybe one day.
Okay.
All right, thank you for your question. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, right, bye-bye. Well, let me get back into this chat room. It's going by so fast. We have a lot of shout-out requests. Let's see. You have a lot of followers on Twitter, and a lot of them are here. So let's see, we have
Hi, Twitter followers.
There you go. Do a whole blanket one. God, you guys are going so daggone fast, I can't even get back to where I started. Natalie, XXX, Berry, I don't know, you kind of disappeared on me, girl. I don't know where you went, but that's one shout out.
Okay, well, if your username is NatalieXXX something, hello.
There you go.
I don't know if I got her username right, but that's okay. I think she knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think she'll come back up. Okay, let's go over here to area code 941. This is Alexa from Florida. Alexa, say hi to Nathan. Alexa?
If you were an actor, what would you be?
You know, I don't really know. I guess if I was going to do anything else, at least in the business, I'd probably want to do something behind the camera. You know, even if it's being the guy who actually works the camera. When I've been on set and stuff, I've had a lot of interaction with our crew members and stuff. So our camera guys and our sound guys. So doing something like that would be really cool.
Okay.
Anything else, Alexa?
No, that's it.
Okay, honey.
Okay. Well, thank you for your question.
It's so cute. I was saying to Ashley Argota yesterday, you guys have such a widespread fan base. I mean, from as little as 4, you know, up to, you know, in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that watch them, whether it be, you know, just on accident one day with their kids and just grow to love the show or whatever. You guys really do have a widespread fan base. It's fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's grandparents, too. We've had quite a few grandparents come up and talk about how they watch the show, too. So our demographic is definitely much bigger than we expected. I think in technical terms, as we're, you know, from a production standpoint, our main demographic is 8 to 14. But we've learned from experience that our demographic is much, much larger than that, which is really fun to come across, especially when you're meeting fans in person, you know, when people come through the line and they're like, you know, I don't normally tell people this, but your show is awesome. You know, I so appreciate those people.
Ah, all right, let's see here. Shout out at Froggy123 from Twitter. I would totally die if he said a shout out to me.
Froggy123, please don't die, but I'm giving you a shout out, okay?
There you go.
Wait, was it 123 or 213? Did I get it wrong? It was 123,
no.
Right?
Yeah, it's 123. You got it.
Okay,
right.
Good. I got it.
All right.
Cool.
We have Patrick here from Georgia. Patrick, say hi to Nathan.
Hi.
Hey, Patrick, how's it going, man?
Good.
Cool. What's your question?
What's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is definitely football. I follow college football a little bit more than pro football, but my main team is the UCLA Bruins. So that's the origin of my Twitter username. So I'm a huge Bruins fan, and I definitely follow them. So that would definitely be my favorite sport.
Okay.
Thanks for your question, man.
Right. Mm-hmm. Bye, Patrick.
There, man.
Well, let's get into some of your favorites. What do you do for fun when you have the time, the downtime?
You know, that's the big kicker, you know, when I have the downtime, which unfortunately is pretty rare sometimes. When I can, it definitely takes a whole day to devote to it, but I love, love, love airsoft, which is a lot like paintball, except shooting. Rather than shooting balls of paint, you shoot little 6mm plastic BBs. So it's a team sport, and it's based on the honor system. So whenever you get hit, you have to call it on your own because there's no visible marking that you got hit. And it's sort of like a military scenario simulation thing. So actually, hopefully in the next couple weeks, I'm going to get the opportunity to go up with some buddies into the mountains and do maybe a little bit of a snow airsoft. So that would be really cool. Besides that, you know, you're normal video games. I'm an Xbox 360 guy, so I just got into Modern Warfare 2 and Assassin's Creed 2, so those are my two big games right now. And besides that, photography, which I'm taking as an elective this year, and reading and music and all that good stuff.
Okay. Now, I'm seeing some stuff here in the chat room. What is this they're telling me? They're voting for you for Mr. December. What is this?
I have no idea, actually. This is the first time hearing of this Mr. December, so you are just as in the dark as I am, actually.
Okay, well, I have a feeling that's some idiot in the chat room that don't know where it says we're voting for you for Mr. December. Can I get a shout-out, Ann Erica? All right, well, guess what, Ann Erica? He don't know what you're talking about, so take a break for yourself. But C, will you give a shout out to my sister? She's exactly 15 days old, but as her sister, I will make her love iCarly, Drake, and Josh, etc.
Awesome. Shout out to sister, but I forgot what your username is, so I'm sorry. But shout out to your 15-day-old sister who will love iCarly. Appreciate it.
There you go. And then we have another shout out. Let's see. It's Seti. To Seti. She says, I love you, Nathan. Can I have a shout out?
To Seti?
Yeah. Seti.
Okay. Oh, Seti. Wow, that's a very easy username. Seti, you have yourself a shout out.
There you go. Shout out. There you go. Did Nathan decide to change his hair for the new season? I'll freak if he answers this, and I'll scream if he gives me a shout-out. And this is I, Chloe, Loves Creddy.
Hey, I, Carly, Loves Creddy. Shout-out to you. Actually, the whole hair-down thing has actually happened in the last couple months. After the season ended, I just started wearing it down like that, frankly, because it's a whole lot easier than trying to, you know, poof it up into the Freddy do. But after, just out of curiosity, I posted up a picture of the normal Freddy haircut, and then I posted up a newer picture of the hair being down from a photo shoot I'd done fairly recently. And I asked what people preferred, and it was overwhelmingly leaning towards having the hair down. So I apparently Dan Schneider, our producer, saw that and then tweeted up the pic again and said, what do you guys think about this? And then apparently got a pretty good reaction. And he actually messaged me talking about if we want to change my hair for the next season of iCarly. So I said, you know, I'm down for it if you are. And then when we did those Nickelodeon promos, I did them with my hair down. So I guess that's kind of my introductory into Nickelodeon while having hair down. So it looks like at this point that new season is going to be a new hairdo for Freddy.
All right, very cool, very cool. Well, you just had a birthday recently, you just turned 17. Did you do anything special for it?
You know, not really. I just kind of did what I typically do every year. You know, I just get a bunch of guy friends over, and we go and play some video games and eat some junk food and stay up really late and just have a good man time. So that's usually the core activity of what we do. If I can, I try to have an airsoft birthday party. So we'll go out first and do some airsoft for a few hours, and then come back and do all that stuff. So I'm definitely not a party boy where, you know, I go out and rent some high rise building where, you know, I have, you know, 300 guests show up that I barely know, and, you know, try to have a party that way. Honestly, I prefer it when I just have three or four guys over and we could just spend some time together. So that's how I do my parties.
Okay. Then we have a shout-out to Ilana FTW. I'm the one who sent you the picture of my French project.
Oh, sweet. Hi, Ilana FTW. I think she's the one who put Bob as one of my relatives, and I asked who Bob was, and she said Bob was a hobo. So apparently I think my father is a hobo, which I don't understand, but, you know, it's funny, so I'll live with it.
Okay. I tell you, they're just some ridiculous questions some of these kids have. But, you know, some of them you don't even want to entertain, but this is part of the business. And how do you prepare yourself for stuff like that?
For crazy questions?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, there's really no way. There's just no way to be prepared for anything that anybody can throw at you. But honestly, you know, if you get asked a really hard question and you totally flub it up, you just can't let it get to you. Like when you had asked like one of the first questions of the interview and I'd gotten all flustered and I didn't really know what to say and then I kind of flubbed the whole thing, I could just be like, oh man, now the rest of this interview is going to go really bad and I'm going to mess everything up and nothing's going to go right. You know, so you just have to let it go and just keep going and hope for the best. That's really all you can do, honestly. So you just got to learn to roll with it and not let it get to you, honestly.
Right. All right, we're getting questions here from Natalie Loves You 232. Do you know how long iCarly will run for? And I'm asking that question because she's posting it 101 million times. So if I ask, she'll stop asking.
Okay. Well, honestly, since I don't really know what the airing schedule is, there's really no way to know. All I know is that, you know, right now we have completed 70 episodes that are still in the process of airing, so you guys haven't seen all of them yet. And then we're going back and doing another season. We just don't know how many episodes that's going to be quite yet. So really, there is no way of knowing, and we'll just kind of know it closer to the time when we start the season. But even then, even when we eventually do know how many episodes we're going to be doing, we don't know how far they're going to stretch those out. So there's really honestly no way of knowing, unfortunately.
Absolutely. So there you go, Natalie. Take that. And let's see. We're going to go here to the telephones, and I'm going to let everybody know what number, area code 708. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Christine from Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, say hi to Nathan.
Hey, Nathan. This is Crystal Christine from like the last live web interview you did.
You did a live web interview?
Yeah, but so what's the question about the interview?
Oh, no, just a comment that we will be coming to Peoria to see you and look out for us. We're the twins.
Oh, no way. Awesome.
Yes.
That is so cool. Awesome. Well, I look forward to meeting you then.
We can't wait to see you.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys too. Hopefully that's going to be a really cool event. Basically, I'm going to be going to Peoria to do a signing at a hockey game. So
going
to be really cool.
Nice.
So that's going to be in February, I think February 13th. Yeah, okay. So I think that's the next scheduled event that I got. So that's going to be my next deal, and I hope to see you guys there.
I hope to see you.
Okay, see you too.
Wonderful.
All right,
thanks, girls.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to have Gabrielle come on from Woodstock, Georgia. Gabrielle, say hi to Nathan, Gabrielle.
Hi.
Hey, Gabrielle, what's your question?
Was it fun making the movie I Quit, iCarly?
Yeah, it was an absolute blast. We shot that, I think, in June of 2009, and it was really fun. It was basically a two-part episode, which means that it's extra long, so it took a lot of work to put into it. But what I love about these two-part episodes is that there's a lot of crazy stuff we have to do, like lots of stunts and special effects and all that awesome stuff. You know, all the stuff where Carly and Sam are out on the scaffold took a really long time to do, but it turned out to look fantastic. You know, honestly, when we were there shooting it on set, it didn't really look that real, but when I watch it back on TV, it looks like you're on the outside of a building. In actuality, we're just inside our soundstage hanging out on a really, really, really big wall. You know, so it's crazy all this Hollywood movie magic and how they can make it look so real.
Gabrielle, tell Nathan how old you are.
7.
You're how old?
7.
Oh, very cool. Thank you for calling in. When's your 8th birthday?
I just turned 7.
December.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, she just turned, right, December what?
3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, happy slightly belated birthday then.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot,
Gabrielle. Well, thank you so much for your question.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
That's what I mean. You have, like, these young fans that just, you know, and they pay attention. Now, what's really interesting I want to know is when you do the scenes with Jeanette where she has to hit you and she's forever pounding on you, does she really hit you?
You know, most of the time, I would say 95% of the time, all that stuff is fake. And even when, you know, stuff actually does make contact, it's some kind of stunt object. Like in I Go to Japan, where she throws an apple at my face and it hits me like square in the eye or whatever, it wasn't a real apple. It was like a squishy Nerf apple. So when she hit me, it was like getting hit with a beanbag almost, you know, so it really didn't hurt. And then when I fell out of the chair, I fell onto this big old pad. So whenever Sam's doing something to me, you really don't, you know, feel it. And like, but for the few exceptions, like in, let's see, I Move Out, where she slaps me with the wad of money, since, mm-hmm. you know, it's just paper, you know, so it doesn't really hurt even if it does make contact. She actually did at least a couple times make contact on that one, but it didn't hurt, so it was just fine. You know, you could just keep going and going and going.
Right.
And then the only time where I know for sure that we did make contact was in I can't remember what episode it was. I think it was I Cook, where we do that what, why, and then we both slap each other. We did end up actually, you know, making contact, but we tried to make it look as real as possible without actually putting much force behind it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, again, it's just all those little Hollywood movie magic tricks that make it look really real.
Right, right. All right, well, look, I'm going to give you some people to shout out to because everybody, shout out. What I want everybody to know is that this interview is downloadable about 20 minutes after we hang up the phones, so you can actually come back to Blog Talk Radio, and it gives you an HTML code where you can download it, or you can actually download my shows off of iTunes also. So don't worry about your shout-outs not being recorded. I think they're sitting there with tape recorders. Oh, my shout-out didn't get recorded. They're all recorded. Everything is being recorded. So just trust me on that one. I would not let you guys hang, okay? So we're going to give a shout-out to, where is it? Ruferson? Ruferson in Australia.
Wolferson?
No, that's Ruferson.
Wolferson. Okay. That's a very, very cool name, but shout out to you.
Yep, there you go. And then we have Malachi Cervantes.
Hey, Malachi. How's it going, man?
There you go. There you now you have it. And no, we're not going to give Nathan any phone numbers. He's not taking any dates right now, so I'm not even going to entertain that question.
Sorry.
This isn't a setup show. Sorry. Mystic Taint, want a shout out?
What's the username?
Mystic Taint.
Mystic Taint. Shout out to you.
And then Sunlit Stars.
From what stars?
Sunlit Stars.
Sunlit Stars. I can't get these usernames down very well. Sunlit Stars. Shout out to you as well.
There you go. And we got a birthday shout out for Key Lime Pie 14.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go. Let's see. Do you like hanging out with Kiki Palmer? My sister was a stunt double in her movie Jump In, and I got to meet her. She's hilarious.
Yeah, she is an absolute blast. That girl has so much energy. You know, whenever we do Nickelodeon promos and stuff, that's usually our best chance to get to hang out with her. And she is always joking, always laughing, always dancing, always singing. You know, so she's just a big old bundle of energy, and we love her.
Who has the messiest dressing room on our iCarly's set?
It's probably somewhere between me and Jerry. The guys are not normally too terribly tidy with their dressing rooms, especially since I do school in my dressing room, so I have, you know, all of my school books thrown all over the place and, you know, assorted scripts and stuff. So sometimes it does get a little bit messy.
Right. Now, what do your parents do to help keep you grounded, you know, and keep you out of that Hollywood mess?
You know, honestly, I think it's just, you know, having family time and just being, you know, out of Hollywood when I don't really have to be, and just having time with my brothers and my parents and all my other family, you know, just not letting them treat me any different. You know, I'm usually the weekly dog poop picker-upper, and, you know, I'm taking out all the garbage and, you know, cleaning up the bathroom and all that stuff, you know. So I think, you know, it's just that nobody treats me any different, which just means that I am, you know, the same guy. I'm just on a TV show now, but that shouldn't change anything, you know.
Right, right. Now, a question from Linda in Florida. What is your favorite junk food?
My favorite junk food? Ooh, that's really tough. You know, I've gotten fairly addicted to Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Those are, like, maybe some of the best things ever. But you have to, like, make sure that you don't drink it with certain things. Like, if you have it with something that's carbonated, it kills. So I can usually never have it with anything carbonated. But Flamin' Hot Cheetos are kind of my new guilty pleasure.
Okay. Top five in your iPod.
Top five on my iPod. Let me check. 1 second. Let's see. Top 25 most played. All right. We've got, whoa. I don't know how that happened. Okay. I think my top 25 got kind of messed up because a lot of these songs I don't even like ever listen to. So let's see. I'm going to try to do some of these from memory. Fair Fight by The Fray is probably number one. because I listen to it so often when I go to sleep. So that I don't know why, but that song can just knock me out. So that's probably number one. I Need You by Reliant K. Just a Man by The Classic Crime. Let's see. Probably something by Amberlin. I'm not quite sure what song. Maybe Change the World. You know, I don't know what my fifth would be. I'm not totally sure. Probably something by Flyleaf. Maybe I'm So Sick. So those would be somewhere in my top 25, probably.
And someone's in here saying that you like McFly. What's McFly?
McFly.
A band or something? McFly? Never heard of it.
It may be a band. I don't know. But I don't really know who McFly is except Marty McFly.
An English band?
And yes, if we're talking about him, then I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of McFly, sure. But I don't think I've ever really listened to the band.
That's who I thought of, too. All right,
yeah.
Well, you know what, Nathan? I can't tell you that this has been a pleasure in itself having you on the show. I'm just going to have you do two shout-outs and then ask you if you would be kind enough to do a promo for Stardish, and I'm going to let you go about your business for the night. We need a shout-out for Matthew McGillaway.
Hey, Matthew McGillaway, what's up?
Then we need a shout-out, and I have to say, of course, yes, I am being personal here for my son, Tyler Bailey.
Tyler, what's up, buddy? Shout out to you, senor.
Then if you can just do, hey, this is Nathan Kress on Stardish Radio, whenever you're ready.
Hey, this is Nathan Kress on Stardish Radio.
Nathan, again, much success to you. I hope to have
you
back soon. And
absolutely.
Definitely. Best of holidays to you and your family.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thanks, Nathan. Okay.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I just want you all to know that due to some of the inappropriateness that was going on in the chat room and on the telephones is the reason why this show got cut short. So never again would I do that. Some of you guys behaved very inappropriately, and some of you behaved really well. But all in all, he was a champ and a mature guy, and you know what? Kudos to him. I really, really give him the props for being such a mature young man and taking on what was thrown at him. So in the meantime, you know what, everybody? Go enjoy your night, and this is Stardish Radio signing out. Bye-bye.